Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of All by the Popcorn. I'm Emily.
And I'm Alessandra.
And today, we have another toppings for you. We got a lot of fun stuff to talk about. We had quite the week last week, Alessandra, didn't we?
We really did. I mean, it was a whirlwind time for me. I was doing a lot of running around Southern California, doing all sorts of stuff. Got to hang with my family, got to hang out with you. We went to a wedding. We went to Disneyland. It was, and I watched a bunch of movies on the plane. So,
did you tell me what movies you watched on the plane? Was one of them Chaos something?
Yeah, I watched Chaos Walking on the way there. I also watched My Salinger Year and
That's right.
Quiet Place Part 2, which was pretty easy to watch without headphones on. I liked A Quiet Place Part 2. It definitely wasn't as good as the first one.
Okay.
But it was still good. I enjoyed it. The actors are really great. The kids are really amazing. They really got to shine in this movie. So
I
like that.
I don't think I ever saw the first one.
Yeah, I saw it in movie theaters.
Yeah, but I was hearing a lot of that same thing, that the second one wasn't as good as the first one.
Well, it was just a lot less, like, the gimmick was already done, so it's basically just, like, furthering this story, which, of course, I like. And there's definitely going to be, like, a third one.
Really?
Well, it just left it really open-ended.
Okay.
So, I was, like, impressed also with the actress Millicent Simmons. She's, like, the lead of the movie.
Okay.
And she's amazing. She really is really great in it.
Have I seen something with her in it? Who, Millicent?
She's just in the Quiet Place series, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's just great. But yeah, I also watched, like I said, My Salinger Year, which I liked. I didn't love it, but I liked it. And then Chaos Walking, which was a YA sci-fi like concept movie that kind of just didn't make a lot of sense. There was really good special effects. It just, like, the screenplay I think was a little bit like not that great. You know, it's based off a book, so it's kind of difficult to adapt that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, but the effects are really good. And then on the way back, I watched two pretty good movies. One called Shiva Baby, which my friend David, he was a casting assistant for that movie. So I told him I watched it, and he was like, "What'd you think?" And I was like, "Well, it was very frustrating, but..." It was good. It was good. It just was like one of those movies where you're uncomfortable the entire time.
Yeah.
So, like, those aren't my favorite.
Yeah.
But also, like, it was also one of those movies where, like, the character would be, like, asked a million questions and not answer anything. Just completely just deflect everything that they were asked.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, after, like, an entire, like, hour and a half, that just gets really old. So, yeah. That was, like, one of my gripes with it. But everything else, like, the feeling of it was really good. The acting was really good. The screenplay was pretty good. It's just, it was a little boring. Well, I'm so sorry. It's very loud on my street right now.
There is a
torrential rainstorm going on.
Yeah, I hear that. And the siren. Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's something is going up the street. I think that is a full-ass...
Oh my gosh!
Engine.
I hear the rain.
Going. No, that was the truck.
Oh.
Yeah, two fire trucks going up the street. That's what
Oh,
just
wow.
happened just now.
Oh.
Yeah, it's raining pretty hard outside. We're gonna have even more rain tomorrow. And then another movie I watched, which was fantastic, Emily, you have to watch it. It's
What?
Mike Nichols' The Birdcage
Okay.
from 1995.
Wow.
You have to watch this movie. It is
Okay.
so good.
Okay.
I feel like we should talk about it or something. I loved it. It was a little slow in parts, but I
Let's see.
laughed
Do
a
I
lot.
have
And I was on the
it?
plane laughing, so.
Just texted to me because I already forgot the name. But yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
People out
All
there who've
right.
seen it, they know what I'm talking about.
Those people out there who have seen it sure do, Alessandra. They sure do.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I guess we could talk a bit more about Disneyland since our podcast about it was only 10 minutes. If you
Yeah.
heard, we just didn't get around to recording something last week. So we tried to periodically check in and talk about what we were doing at Disneyland throughout our day. We didn't quite finish it. We kind of just forgot to keep checking in, so it kind of just stops after a point. But we had done more, so I don't know. Did we want to discuss more about our Disneyland day at
Yeah,
all?
yeah. We went out to eat, which was
Yes.
great at the Lamplighter Lounge. That was really awesome.
Yes,
We
the
tried to
Lamplight Lounge.
catch the
The very
Doctor
last Doctor
Strange.
Strange show
We
at
were too
Avengers
late.
Campus, and we were too late, and the place was packed.
Full,
And
full.
it wasn't just like out in the open where people can just like make a big circle around it. Doctor Strange has his own stage, and it's all enclosed and covered in plants and rocks and shit. So you can't even like stand outside of the area and kind of look in and listen. Like you couldn't even hear anything. So the guy who was playing Doctor Strange looked good. Like he looked like Benedict. And it was just kind of like a close up magic show, and probably with like some cool effects and things from specifically from Doctor Strange. But maybe next time we'll get seats for that. We'll show up on time.
We were shopping and we just completely missed it. What stuff did you get at the store, Emily?
So I was looking for a spirit jersey or a spirit tee, whatever they call it. I call it spirit jerseys, but I think they're called spirit t-shirts or something. I was trying to find a specifically an Avengers or a Marvel one. But apparently they all sold out opening day of Avengers Campus, and Disneyland just hasn't gotten any more. So I was a little salty about that. But
Yeah, you're pretty salty
I
about
was very salty. Okay. I just wanted to have a spirit jersey in my possession right now that was Marvel or Avengers. It's all I wanted. But it's okay. It's okay. Someday. But I did
one
find
you
another
got
spirit
is pretty great.
jersey. Yes, I did find another spirit jersey that I really liked. It was Hocus Pocus, and the art on it was super cute. And I really like. I have kind of a similar. It's not a spirit jersey, but it's when Nightmare Before Christmas did a collab with Vans, and it's like an Oogie Boogie like Vans t-shirt, and it has a lot of like those neon paints, like not paint, but like a neon print on it with Oogie Boogie, and like I love this one. So the Hocus Pocus one was kind of similar, and the backs, and the really big letters. I love spirit jerseys so much. They're all amazing, and I think I have like four of them now.
That's
So
really
and I.
funny because I associate them with frats and sororities, like sororities.
I've heard
And
that, but I've never seen them ever, like
oh.
in any other situation than the Disneyland ones. I've never seen them before.
Well, that's a thing. The first time I saw them was like a few years ago, probably in college actually, and they were only sorority ones. So to me, I
Oh.
associate them with people who are in a sorority,
Yeah.
which is like not a bad thing. I just wasn't in a sorority, so I was like, well, I shouldn't wear one of those
I
because
mean,
I'm not in a sorority.
you're in the Disney sorority, or you're in the
Right.
whatever
Yes.
fandom sorority, when you get the spirit t-shirt.
Well, they're basically like a giant, like big wide shoulder kind of
Yeah. Yeah.
sweatshirts almost, like crew
Yeah.
necks almost. And they have
Yeah.
like big letters across the arms and the back. So it basically kind
Yeah.
of envelops the whole back.
Yeah,
Yep.
exactly.
That's how it, that's what it is. But I
Yes,
love
I'm
that. I love the one that you got. It's fun.
Yeah, I got it in like a smaller size. Normally when I think both my other Spirit jerseys, I have a Pirates of the Caribbean one and I have
I
a
didn't know that.
yes, I have a Pirates of the Caribbean
What?
one. Yes. And I have a Sheriff Woody one. So it looks like the print looks like it's
Yeah.
blue jean, but
Yeah.
it's not, and then it says like Woody on the back or something, or Sheriff or something, or like it has a little
What?
badge on the front. And I think it says
Yeah.
like Woody on the back. I don't know. Something like that.
What does the Pirates of the Caribbean one look like? What color is
The
it?
it's black with red stripes,
Okay.
and I think the back has red like pirates. I think it just says pirates on it. What does it say? I don't
Hmm.
know. I'll have to take a picture of it and send it to you.
Yeah, I want to see.
Yeah. And then I think I have a Spirit jersey dress. So it's just looks like a super big like t-shirt dress.
Right.
And it's black with vertical stripes 'cause it's like Jack Skellington and it says Pumpkin King on the back with the words.
Wow.
Yes.
That
So
is your
now I
vibe.
have the
Pumpkin King.
Yes, and now I have the Hocus Pocus one, and soon I will have a
The
Marvel slash
Marvel.
Avengers one.
Right.
I
Yeah.
will have one.
Well, we were lucky because it wasn't a super busy day. It was pretty okay. It was the first day that the Golden Key was coming out. So we were worried it would be busy, but it was generally not super busy. And we got on all the rides we wanted to go on.
I
So.
mean, yeah, we like it, I don't think Indiana Jones was open, so that was a little sad because we love Indiana Jones. I would have liked to get on Space Mountain, but that's okay. We've been on it so many times, it's not a huge deal.
We did stuff that we hadn't done before, and we do talk about it on the little mini podcast that we released last week. I
Yes.
managed to eke it out like in between all of the busyness. I was working, and then I was also spending time with my parents up in Carpinteria, and all my family was there, like my grandparents and my cousins.
Yeah,
And
you
I
guys
ended up
hung out
eat.
like a very cold-looking beach, it seemed.
Yep.
Like
Emma Wood up in Ventura. Yeah, it
such a
was very
cold beach.
misty and chilly. But to me, it wasn't that cold because I mean, I'm used to the cold. Like it was only like 60-ish. Like it
Oh
wasn't
yeah.
like very cold. And the mist was all weekend, which I thought was pretty
Oh.
nice.
That's cold for Californians all summer.
Right, it is. My Nona was like, "It's so cold, it's so cold." And I was like, "It's not so cold. It's fine."
Yeah, which
like 60 is not that cold. You know, 50, that's chilly. That's cold. Like but I was I so I'm training right now too. So I managed to get three runs in last week, which I was really shocked about. I ran on Monday before my I ran 3 miles before I went on my plane, and then I ran another 3 miles with my mom on Friday. And my mom is training for a half marathon, and she's like, "I have to run 8 miles tomorrow." And I was like, "Okay, I can do that." So in the misty cold, I woke up at like 7 a.m. and I got my outfit on, and then I ran with my mom 2 miles in one direction on this beach, like not on the sand, but on this on the long road on the one. 2 miles back, and then 2 miles towards Ventura, and then 2 miles back. And totally by the end, I was like, "Oh, I'm hurting," and I was like, "I'm feeling it, Mr. Krabs."
Well, yeah, 'cause have your runs pretty much been like 3 miles to start, like just to get you started. So this
Yeah,
was like your first
yeah.
big jump kinda.
Yeah, and the longest I'd gone was like 4.2 miles so far. But I was like confident that I could do it because I had that running base. So it was like, and I was running pretty frequently, and I've been running, like today I ran another 3 miles, and I was very happy with it. I mean, it was pretty chilly and rainy today, and I was like, this is good running weather because it keeps you cool, you know. And I've been running in like the super heat, and the super heat sucks. So
Yeah, for sure.
that's my marathon update, everybody. Come back in 2 weeks when I talk about what the long run I did was that
Doing great, Alessandra. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Well, I guess we can briefly talk about the wedding as well.
Yes.
Our friend from high school got married. She's like, what, 2 years older than us or something?
I think something around there, yes.
Two or
Yeah.
three?
Yeah, 2 years. She's 2 grades above us.
She was one of our first friends that we made in the musical when we were freshmen. She was 2 grades ahead of us, and she was very nice to us when all the other seniors or juniors weren't very nice to us.
Yeah.
And then we hung out with her after that, went to Disneyland, Dapper Day, swing dancing. So it was really nice to see her. We hadn't seen her for quite some time, actually.
It's been years. It's
Years,
been,
yeah.
yeah, I mean, because the years have flown by
For
when
sure.
I live far away and we had the pandemic for an entire year. So it was like
Going on too.
2 years, right? So it's just like, you know, completely difficult to see people, and this, she moved away as well. So that also made it difficult. And you also moved away.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we can count that, but yes, I mean,
Well, if we're
I
thinking about it,
moved,
like,
not away.
we wouldn't ask her to go swing dancing with us again because she lives like an hour more away than where she used to live. You
Yeah, I
know,
mean, if
like,
anything, we'd have to find a place that's in between both of us somehow, and that'd probably be
which
like in
wouldn't,
LA.
yeah, it would be in LA, and it's just like, that's really far from you.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I
Yeah.
was actually surprised that the drive to where the wedding venue was actually wasn't that bad. We did run into some traffic though, but yeah, so that it was a really fun wedding. There were a lot of people there. It was a little overwhelming for me.
It was, there was a lot of people, and I mean, it wasn't like there was a lot, it was just there were some small spaces. So we were wearing our mask the whole time,
Yeah.
basically, just making sure that we were staying outside as much as possible or staying in our own bubble at least.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
yeah, it was pretty overwhelming. There was a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people in a fairly small space, but it was a very fun wedding still. It was a Jewish wedding, so that was my first experience, and it was very fun to watch the ceremony and the reception and everything. It was beautiful. It was fun.
Yeah, and our friend looked amazing. She
She did. She looked beautiful. And it was really nice to
her
talk to
dress
her
was
for like
so pretty.
the
Oh my
couple of
God.
minutes that she had to
Yeah,
spare.
I talked to her a little bit too, and I also did, I danced with her a little bit. You know,
Yeah.
just to show her that I was there for her, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like she did have a lot of friends and family there, but it felt like there was a lot more of the groom's family there than her family and her friends. So
Oh
that was a
yeah.
little bit like it was kind of disproportionate, which is strange.
There
Usually
were
it's kind of
a
like
lot of
equal.
people there that I didn't know, and
No, yeah.
it was a lot.
It's we yeah, it definitely is strange going to a wedding and not knowing anybody. There was a wedding I went
Right?
to when I was younger. I think I was in high school. And our family was invited to a wedding of one of my dad's coworkers or old coworkers,
Yeah.
and it was at the beach, and the like it was on it's like a Malibu or something. So the venue was really, really pretty. It was
Oh,
like
yeah.
a lawn, and then there was like this big tree and beautiful table settings and beautiful they had like a pizza truck come for your
Ooh.
food, and then they
Yeah.
also had for dessert they had the Cool House ice cream sandwich truck come, and you could just go order
Ooh.
whatever you wanted. So that
Yeah.
was like freaking awesome, and I didn't know anybody at that wedding, but that one really like I'll never forget it because it was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I enjoyed the time with my family, just my small family. But yeah, that one was amazing. Like that was like one of the most amazing weddings I've ever been to.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it just is going to
So,
be, there's just, again, so many weddings.
yeah, I mean, I very rarely go to weddings, so this is probably my next one's gonna be in the next 5 years. Who knows? I don't know.
You really think so?
No, I don't know. I mean, this is kind of the time for people who would get married to get married. So I
Like some of your
expect.
friends from college, that might be like coming up, right?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Like I
Yeah.
feel like that's definitely more of a possibility
For
for
sure.
you and the people you know.
Yeah. So maybe in the nearish future, but I definitely don't go to as many weddings as you do.
I don't know what it is, dude. I just, there's like a million save the dates on my fridge right now.
You just get all the invites, man. You're such a likable, friendly person.
I do have a lot of friends. I was thinking about that today and I was like, gosh, there's so many people who I just keep in touch with and have to send them things all the time. I'm sending my friends some mail. Like, I got so many, I love sending people mail. People love getting mail.
Yeah.
So I love to send it to them because it's like, oh, you get a little present for me. That's nice. And then I have
Yeah.
my little Star Wars droids stamps that I got from the post office. And I'm like, oh, people probably see these and they're like, oh my God, how cute. R2D2, you know?
Oh my gosh, I think I just thought of a Christmas present I'm gonna get you.
Oh, okay, don't tell me.
I don't know how I'm gonna find this thing, but I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna make it
Oh,
happen.
well, you have like 5 months to do it,
All
so
right, I better start looking. I better start looking.
yeah, something like that, right? That's like 5 months away.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Yeah. Four
So
4 months away. No.
four
No.
months.
No, sorry. Yeah.
We
No.
just started September, so 4 months.
No, 9, 10, 11. No. 3 months.
Well, this 12 is in 3 months, but it's at the end of December, so.
Okay. Okay, 4 months. Sure. Another thing I would like to talk about is I don't know if I think I did. I think I briefly told you about it, but I remembered or my roommate very nicely reminded me that I have my iTunes account on my phone, and I haven't touched that thing since I had an Apple phone back like in college. And so I don't think I discussed it on here, but one night after my roommate told me that, I have Apple Music or I have like iTunes music or whatever
That
on my
you
phone,
downloaded a long time ago,
that
bought.
yes, that I looked at and saw all my old music from middle school, high school, and possibly early parts of college, on my phone, and it just was. We stayed up until 2 in the morning, just playing various songs on our phones from our childhood, and just having a grand old time. I eventually went through my entire library and put into a playlist. I think I told you what it was called. Let me grab
Yeah,
it.
it was like
It was. It's
something
called.
trash.
No. No, not
Oh,
trash, Alessandra.
sorry. I really thought it something like that, though. It's like
It's basically it's ba no, no, no.
trash.
No. It's not. But it's the equivalent. It's the equivalent. It's nostalgia cringe memories.
Okay,
That's the
cringe. All
name.
right, that's the same
That's the name of the
though.
playlist I made. And
Nostalgia
not everything
cringe.
is cringe. There's some great stuff on here. I know like all of the Neon Trees albums are on here.
Right,
Some great stuff. Paramore, older Paramore. But then they're like I've been I just like
Oh.
just because there's some other stuff on there that I just didn't want to listen to, like, you know, when we bought the Anything Goes albums and the How to Succeed in Business albums.
I love them, though.
I do, but that's not the memories I wanted to relive. I wanted specifically cringy music that I used to listen to
when I was younger. I get those Cole Porter songs always in my head, every single song. It's like, I love them so much, so much.
Yeah, so I went into work today, so I had kind of a commute back, and so I've been listening to some playlists as I go into and back from work, and Alessandra, some of these songs that I used to listen to make me physically nauseous. Like,
oh my god,
there's so much auto-tune in some of them.
So much angst.
And angst. Auto-tune and angst and just bad lyrics. I was listening to what I don't even know. Like, I had my maps going, so I couldn't see what song it is, but I like to look and see what song is playing, but I couldn't.
Was it The Used, Emily? Was it
The Used is good. No. That is not one of the... So I had to put good
That's
stuff
on
there.
That's not one of the trash songs?
No, not one of the trash songs. Like... Let's see if I think. What are some of the bad stuff? Like, All Time Low is on here, and I like All Time Low. Like, some of their albums are really good, actually. All American Rejects.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great.
This band called Amelie? Amelie? A-M-E-L-Y? I don't even know where I heard them from.
Amelie?
Yeah. But yeah, probably the cringiest album I have on here is by the band Cute Is What We Aim For. I hated that entire album. I bought it and hated the entire album. And like, but I would still listen to it anyway. Uh-huh, and like, there's Jack's Mannequin on here. And Motion City Soundtrack and The Main. Like,
Yellow Card.
I never listened to Yellow Card.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah. No, I did not.
That's good. Ocean Avenue. Classic.
Oh yeah, I've heard that one before. I definitely sing it when it comes on the radio. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely some good stuff on here, but also
Breathe
some
Carolina on there.
Oh, bitch, you know it. Oh shit, I do.
Oh shit.
Oh fuck yeah, I do, dude.
Oh, man, that's so funny. What about that group that was like that German twins group where that?
Like the Veronicas?
No. Oh. It wasn't girls. It was like guys. It was like a guy rock band, and they were German. And one of them was like had black spiky hair, and the other one had dreads.
Oh, Tokyo Hotel.
Tokyo Hotel. Shut up. Oh my god, I'm dying.
Yes, exactly.
One of those guys married somebody. Somebody famous, like
really?
Yeah, I'm serious. I gotta find it. I gotta find it for you.
I've been looking up some of these bands, like, just on Google Images, just to see what they look like now, and some older pictures, because I was like, oh, I was attracted to this, and then I think Tokyo Hotel did actually age very well. Like, they look very, very handsome now.
Okay. Here we go. This is what's up. So Collets, who was not the one with the spiky hair. I don't remember. It was one of the twins. He was married to this one lady, and now he's married to Heidi Klum.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, this was the guitarist, the brother with the dreads. That's the one who's married to Heidi Klum now.
What?
Well, I mean, it kind of makes sense. She's like, she's German.
I mean, yeah, but
there's an age difference for sure.
I would have never put them together as even knowing each other.
Well, I know, but how many famous Germans are there really?
I don't know. You know, that's a great question. I don't know.
Yeah, so she's 48 and they got married in 2019. So this was like a pretty recent thing. He is 32. So yeah, there's an age difference right there.
Wow.
That's a pretty big age difference.
Oh, wow. So no, I just wanted to let everyone know that I'm equally loving slash hating myself right now as I listen to some of these songs. There is some good stuff in here to kind of drown out the bad. Like I do have remember Alessandra, when we went to that concert at your college and that's where we met. Yeah. We met Youngblood Hawk.
Yes.
I remember listening to that album so many times. It was so good. It's still good. I still enjoy, I like, some of the songs came on today as I was driving home, and I was like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man. We the Kings. Do you remember We the Kings?
Oh, shit. Yeah, that was, like, my very first, one of my very first concerts I ever went to was a We the Kings concert. And
no.
All Time Low was also there. Yeah.
What?
And Hey Monday.
No.
It was at the House of Blues in Downtown
Hey
Disney.
Hey Monday. Oh my God. Have I ever listened to Hey Monday?
Oh, it was at the House of Blues in Downtown Disney. It had to be like 2007, I want to say. That sounds about right. Yeah.
And then I was reunited, Alessandra, with the Alice, the first Alice movie soundtrack with Painting Flowers from All Time Low and the Avril Lavigne song. Like
that Avril Lavigne song is the most annoying song in the entire world.
Oh hell yeah,
sometimes
it's amazing.
I think about it.
It's amazing. Oh my gosh. I didn't have the entire album on my iTunes, but I had Painting Flowers by All Time Low, which I love. Mm-hmm. I love that song. And then
and the Go
Always
Ask
Running
Alice,
Out of Time.
That was really good too.
No, I don't have
that
one, but I was listening to it on Spotify. I think I favorited the album on Spotify so I could listen to it later. But yeah, like literally everyone we were listening to at the time was on that album. Tokyo Hotel had a song.
Oh, yeah.
303.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Fucking Motion City soundtrack. Like, everyone was on that album. It was amazing.
When I think about I remember I was listening to that nonstop. I listened to that album so much. I remember my dad, like, walking in on me, or I was playing that Avril Lavigne song, and he was like, Alessandra, turn this off. It's so annoying.
Her song is really annoying.
And I was like, God, Dad, you're right. It is really annoying.
Oh, my God. No, you're like, dang, out of my room. That's what you said.
But, like, I thought to myself, wow, he's right. And then I never listened to it again.
Oh, my God. Yes, I remember that song being annoying. There was another song that I liked on that album, too. But man, this has been... It's a journey, and I'm still going through it. I added, like, over 200 songs to this album. So, I mean, to this playlist.
Wow.
So I have to... I'm still going through it.
And this is on Spotify?
Well, sorry. I was talking about my Nostalgic Cringe Memories playlist.
Right, but I was just wondering if
No, it's just
if
on my iTunes.
Oh, okay.
I can definitely recreate it on Spotify.
I think that would be a good idea.
if anyone wants to listen to it, I will recreate it.
Well, dude, we've reached 30 minutes and I gotta go to sleep.
Okay. All right.
That was
the toppings. We had a lot to cover, but yes, sadly, it must end. We will do another one in 2 weeks. Hopefully, we're back on a regular schedule. I think we're good to continue have our regularly scheduled podcast. But if you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. You can rate and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. We are also now on Spotify. And if you need notifications on future episodes that we release, please follow our social media. We have Twitter @ByThePopcorn, Instagram @AllByThePopcornPodcast, Facebook, just search All By The Popcorn Podcast and like our page. We are also now on YouTube as well. We've been filming some actual video versions of our podcast, and they are on YouTube. So just search All By The Popcorn Podcast and subscribe to that. And if you just want to reach out, say hello, let us know what cringy music you're listening to back in, middle school or whatever, please, we'd love to know. You can email us at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. And we also have some merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.